With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are ready to deliver on President-elect Donald Trump's mandate, ensuring they're more prepared for a second-term agenda.
We flipped blue seats to red as we planned, and we kept this majority. We expect that the majority will be larger than last time. We still have a number of races outstanding, but we're very optimistic about those. And we are looking forward to governing in unified government beginning in January.
Speaking on the Capitol steps, the Republican speaker said there would be no time wasted on Mr. Trump's America First agenda of securing the southern border and other priorities in what he expects will be unifying government. Judge Juan Merchan is postponing a decision on whether to undo President-elect Trump's conviction in his hush money case due to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. Merchan had been set to rule today. Instead, he told Trump's lawyers he'll delay the ruling until November 19th. Also at SRNNews.com, Pennsylvania Democrat Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania says that he will vote to confirm Senator Marco Rubio of Florida as President Trump's Secretary of State. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
Fetterman was quick to speak out after news broke that Trump is expected to nominate Rubio to serve as his top diplomat. Fetterman writes on X, it's no surprise he has political differences with the Florida Republican, but that, quote, Rubio is a strong choice and I look forward to voting for his confirmation. Rubio's expected departure will temporarily reduce the Republican majority in the Senate until a temporary replacement is selected by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks are lower, the Dow dropping 234 points, the NASDAQ composite down 31. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers need cash.
While the victory of President Trump cheered the pro-life community, the election cycle itself illustrated a big problem. The pro-abortion side has a lot more money to spend. With billionaires such as Bill Gates and George Soros funding pro-abortion candidates and campaigns, pro-life groups found themselves being outspent 5, 10, or 15 times to 1, especially in states where voters had to consider abortion referendums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court considering whether a law that legislators adopted more than a decade before the Civil War actually bans abortion and can still be enforced. Attorneys representing Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Republican Prosecutor Joel Urbanski are on different sides of the case. Call filed a lawsuit challenging the ban in 2022, arguing it was too old to enforce and that it was superseded by a 1985 state law. This is SRN News. After shelving it as being too costly for motorists, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is reportedly considering reviving a congestion pricing plan.
It would charge drivers a toll to enter parts of Manhattan. According to a couple of anonymous sources, Hochul wants to implement the scheme before President-elect Trump can get into office and block it. Hochul and her staff are said to be reaching out to state lawmakers to gauge what, if any, support there might be for resuscitating the plan, which was abandoned over the summer. Rich Thomason reporting.
Waymo opening its robo-taxi service to anyone who wants a ride around Los Angeles, marking another milestone in the evolution of self-driving car technology. The expansion comes 8 months after Waymo began offering rides in L.A. to a limited group of passengers chosen from a waiting list that had ballooned to more than 300,000 people. More details at SRNNews.com.